Dr. James Leonard heads the Carle Foundation in Urbana. In the last year alone, he's watched the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board strike down two of Carle's proposals, a surgical center on Champaign's northwest side and a large clinic between Mattoon and Charleston. So you'd think that James Leonard would have something against the state board, but he says he doesn't.
In spite of our recent difficulties, I'm pleased with how they've conducted themselves and have told people that.
It's the Health Facilities Planning Board's policy to approve newer expanded services only as long as they don't create overcapacity. In other words, there's got to be enough potential referrals in a given area to support both the new facility and existing ones. Otherwise, says Board Executive Director Jeffrey Mark, costs go up.
What the board is charged with by statute is to administer a program aimed at containing costs through the discouragement of unnecessary capital expenditures, especially duplication of services and facilities.
Beyond that, many not-for-profit hospitals use more lucrative services like cardiac care or orthopedics to help compensate for the charity care they give out. Those services are favorite targets for specialty clinics. State Senator Dale Ryder is from Mattoon, where Carle lost its bid to build its facility a short distance from the long-standing hospital there, Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center.
Have a situation where a nonprofit's ability to generate monies and then plow that money back into the community pursuant to its charitable mission, and that's going to be threatened by a for-profit facility, well, I think that that's something we have to talk about.
Protecting hospitals from new competition is not a concept shared by all. Some states, including Indiana, have done away with the certificate of need process altogether to inject more free market competition into healthcare. Some even say certificates of need amount to collusion with hospitals to fend off competition, and not-for-profit hospitals don't need the protection. Dr. Thomas Plura of Leroy has had applications for surgery centers in Champaign-Urbana turned down.
Certainly, monopoly status is not something that I think in society the people benefit from, meaning if somebody can build a better mousetrap and provide health care at the same or better quality for less price, then I think they should be able to do that freely.
But Senator Dale Ryder, who's a Republican, says health care is not a purely free market playing field.
Competition in the health care industry is not the same as competition in, let's say, the screwdriver industry. Government subsidies and government regulations are so heavily embedded into the healthcare arena, not just in Illinois, but all across the United States. And the more government involvement is, the less the pure formula of competition works.
Jim Duffett, who heads the Campaign for Better Healthcare, says regulation protects communities and lower-income patients from a health field that's too corporate.
And I think part of the question that comes into play is what happens when a community goes from three hospitals to two hospitals or from two hospitals to one hospital? Is that a benefit for the whole community?
Even the Trade Group for Ambulatory Surgery Centers in Illinois supports the certificate of need process in the state. That bucks the view of trade groups in other states. And Carle's James Leonard, who's had facilities both approved and rejected, says competition would be a two-edged sword, especially for less populated areas that become overserved.
Then you begin to have quality issues, or everybody's limping along rather than one or two strong facilities that can bring in new technologies and give more back to the community. Everything becomes involved in just survival.
The Health Facilities Planning Board itself has been no stranger to controversy and even corruption. A former member pleaded guilty to using his board seat to win kickbacks from a hospital, and Senator Ryder claims the governor and attorney general are dragging their feet in appointing members to a task force that'll explore possible changes to the Health Facilities Board or to determine whether it should even exist. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.